After last year's Labor Day fires, many Oregonians are dreading this coming wildfire season. But there are resources to help people prepare. KLCC's Rachel McDonald spoke with two experts with Oregon State University's Extension Program in Lane County.
Amanda Rao is the Extension Program's fire specialist. She started her job just about a month after the Labor Day fires.
That meant that my job, which was originally intended to be one that involved preparing people for fires like this, I jumped right into helping folks with recovery.
Rao visited affected communities and taught a webinar on how to identify hazard trees. It was only after several months that she was able to pivot to preparedness. That includes teaching about prescribed fire.
And there is a direct relationship between the good fire on the land and the kind of fire that causes the devastation and trauma, and wanting to really shift that dynamic to get more of the kind of fire that benefits people back on the landscape to kind of replace some of that more intense catastrophic fire.
Prescribed fire isn't new. The Kalapuya people native to the Willamette Valley used it to manage the landscape. It can benefit plant life and help prevent the types of intense fires seen in 2020. Rao says prescribed fires require a lot of preparation, and you want to make sure it doesn't get out of control.
That's probably number one in terms of prescribed fire, is keeping it in the box, right? But then there's also the proper application to get the benefits that you want, to maybe maintain your overstory but clean up underneath the trees, or perhaps deal with some blackberry or overgrown shrubs that need some tending.
Rao says prescribed burning is becoming more widely accepted as a way to manage for prevention of wildfire. She also helps homeowners with building defensible space around their property, like mowing, and how to make sure the home itself is hardened against fire sparks.
And better to bet on preparation and planning in advance, and setting yourself up for success, as well as setting up those who are responding for success, because firefighters are going to make decisions about whether or not to try to save your home based on what you've done in advance to prepare.
Another fire specialist is Lauren Grand, Extension Forester for Lane County. She's been working with woodland owners whose property burned in the Holiday Farm fire. She helps landowners be aware of the risks of wildfires.
So it's really important to empower landowners to be able to understand what they can do at their own homes to be able to reduce their own personal risk. And so what we do is we inform people what the best ways are to be able to reduce that risk so they can start taking those actions at home right away.
Grand says many property owners affected by fire have reached out for help to restore their woodlands.
I work with some landowners who have been interested in finding out what steps they can take to either get their forests back to where they were, or, you know, if they had some work planned or goals planned for their forest, they're really interested in what steps they can take now to transition their forest to what they really hoped it could be.
Grand says with the changes that have come from fire and climate change, a lot of people are wondering if they should replant the same species they've had in the past. She says that's something OSU researchers are thinking about, but she says landowners needn't feel like they have to figure it all out right away.
The fires were likely a traumatic experience for a lot of people, and there might be some pressure from some folks to feel like they need to get going right away and fix things or clean things up. And I'd like to just remind people that it's okay to take a step back and think about what you really want to do and what you really want to accomplish.
OSU's Extension Program offers resources for landowners, including site visits, online classes, and videos. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.